Missouri National Guard MPs might be making some house calls after they go to Kosovo. They're working in a fake village at Fort Leonard Wood. Guard Captain Jamie Melchert takes us to it, back among the winter bear trees in a remote area.
What you've got here is the Connex is shipping containers that the military utilizes very frequently. They've painted them to make a simulated urban area. They're dismounting from their vehicles. They're going to make their way through the town. Right now, they're setting up their 360-degree security. Before they do anything else, they have to make sure that they're secure and that they're not going to take fire or what have you.
One of their trainers is Sergeant Roger Yarborough from Farmington, who served in Kosovo and was with the first wave of troops sent to Iraq. He's helping the soldiers with their warrior tasks and their battle drills.
How they enter a building, how they clear a building. Then once they do that, they go through the practical exercise. We're going to run them through an actual, where they're going to run through the mounted site and actually enter a building with our Op 4 in there and throw some simulators and some smoke. And they have their rounds they're going to fire. We're going to fire on them.
Another training sergeant is Todd Smyrna from Aurora, who helps lay out the scenario.
They're all MPs. They've done this before, but we're going to work them through clearing buildings here at this point at a squad level. Once we get used to this as a group, then we're going to form them up as the entire platoon, and we're going to go to the larger urban ops area right over here. And at that point, we're going to do an entire platoon movement going through and securing the whole village.
The village will include opposition, bad guys, but it also will include civilians. And the trainers admit the enemy in today's urban warfare can look just like a non-combatant.
One of the big things that we try to train is the civilians on the battlefield are not to be killed. Of course, in real life, if you're a civilian, if you kill a civilian on the battlefield, you're probably going to end up in Leavenworth. So what we do is here for training, if they end up killing a civilian on the battlefield, we send them over to fill sandbags as a simulation of going to Fort Leavenworth.
Repeatedly, the seriousness of the tasks ahead is emphasized. Simulated warfare, simulated attacks, simulated punishment, simulations now to avoid serious consequences in the real battle area. There could be a lot of door-to-door work. There will be no ringing doorbells, no polite knocks. If a National Guard squad goes to a house in Kosovo, it's likely looking for somebody. We stand with Yarborough and watch as a four-member squad crouches outside a door, each member facing a different direction, their rifles pointed different ways. Their poses tell us something about what they'll do inside.
See how they have their weapons up? The one guy is over. He's checking the door. Now, he'll take a stance down. He'll kick the door in. And they'll move in, one, they go separate directions. That's how they go about clearing the building when they go their separate directions.
Smyrna's a believer in the idea that the best way to train is to train in chaos because it's the best way to learn to work in chaos.
Usually dynamic entries are reserved for when you know there's bad people there. Mm-hmm. When it's absolute, you know they're there, that's what we're there for, you do the dynamic entry.
The stun grenade, is that just like a flash grenade?
It's flashbang.
Flashbang stun, same thing.
First soldier in the door checks for booby traps, must use the back of the hand.
When you go to the front of your hand, what's the first instinct when you're doing the front of your hand to do what?
To grab.
To grab something. So you teach them to do the back of their hand. That way they'll go up there. If they see something, they won't grab it. They'll come across it, then they'll stop. Mm-hmm. Then they'll go back, and he'll come back, and he'll go, you got a booby trap. And then find another alternate entrance to the building.
Are they basically looking for a tripwire up there?
Yes, sir. Tripwires is basically what they are looking for.
And then they go with noise, suddenness, and alertness. Constant communication with one another for what they find, what they face as they work through the building.
Lights on, right?
I went through with mechanics. His little door
gone. Okay, Al, one more time.
So they do it again and again and again, training to avoid the mistake that could be costly there, or if the wrong person is killed, costly here.
We want to keep our guys safe, not only on the battlefield, but even when they come home after the battlefield.
About 110 MPs are going through this training at Fort Leonard Wood. About 900 other National Guard members are being trained at Camps Clark and Crowder and other areas. A deployment ceremony will be held Saturday in Columbia, although the soldiers won't actually depart until next month for more training in Indiana and Germany before they become part of the NATO-led Kosovo peacekeeping force. National Guard says they should be back about a year from now. Bob Priddy, Missouri Net.